Hello and welcome to the Sounds Proper Podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions. Today I have Singles Sunday, or Singles Very Early Morning Monday. Whatever it is, that's kind of my fault, kind of not. But this is a series that I'm going to try my best to be consistent with, where I talk about some recently released singles, I listen to them, talk about them, my first impression about them. I give my analysis on some recently released singles. It's not that complicated of a concept. The last week I wasn't able to do it because of circumstances in my personal life. I apologize. I'll try and be more consistent. This is something I'm trying to do. You know, I'm just starting out this content creation thing. But once again, it's still kind of, sort of my fault. Also, my YouTube videos, I haven't been able to get them up because of recording issues I've been having lately, but I'm doing my best to resolve the issue. Hopefully, within the next few days, I will have a video up along with a podcast review up. So that's why there hasn't been much podcast lately. But anyway, without further ado, let's get into the tracks that I will be talking about today. I have about five. I didn't do Single Sunday last week, so I might add more to the five. But for now, we have Tyga with the track Ibiza. We have Megan Thee Stallion with the track Girls in the Hood. We have Lil Mosey with the track Back at It. We have JPEG Mafia with The Benz. And we have Jack Harlow with What's Poppin' Remix with Tory Lanez, DaBaby, Lil Wayne. So, the first track I'll be talking about is Tyga's Ibiza. So, Tyga is an artist that I've been well aware of for a while, especially because he's actually extremely popular. For what reason? I don't know. Actually, I do know. The only reason why he's really popular is because of a few hits that he had, Taste, Macriana, a few others. He gets really popular off his hits, and he doesn't put out good full-length projects. Legendary is a really good example of that. Besides his recent music, many years ago, when I was a bit of a younger person, I really liked his track. What is it called? Ice Cream Man. For some reason, I really liked Ice Cream Man. But yeah, we're in 2020, not in like 2016. So without further ado, Tyga, Ibiza. Am I excited? Not really. Am I listening to it? Yeah. So yeah, I'll be back. All right, so I just got done, finished listening to Tyga Ibiza. It's mid. I have nothing. It's not bad. It's not good. It's just down the middle of the road. The instrumental on this is probably the best part of the track. The drums are mixed fine. For the melody, there's a saxophone going da 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 da. I really like the saxophone. The beat is definitely the best part of the track. It's not outstanding or anything, but it's pretty good. Tyga, on the other hand, is Tyga. Tyga's gonna be Tyga. You know, you don't expect anything lyrical from him, so, you know, I'm not necessarily disappointed, but it's not distracting. It's not distracting how bad lyrically he is, but or just how like simple, you know. We smoke like Jamaicans. Her ass is shaped like a planet. It's very simple. You probably already heard these similes and metaphors before. Nothing really stands out as being like just atrocious or awful, but I definitely have to listen to it again to really like snuff out like really, really bad or really hypocritical lines or just badly put together lines. But generally, Tyga's Tyga. His delivery isn't interesting. The hook isn't memorable. Maybe it's not memorable. It isn't good. It can be catchy. It didn't get catchy for me. But I can see how someone like probably hum it like it's very hummable. But the lyrics are just uninteresting. Tyga's an uninteresting rapper. That's a given. The beat really saves the track, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, the beat kind of saves it from being just really bad and mediocre. Like, it wasn't just, like, a very boring trap instrumental, which I actually appreciate. But, yeah, that's Tyga. That's Ibiza. That's Mid. Next track, we have... what's my next track? Oh, yes. We have Megan Thee Stallion, Girls in the Hood. So yeah, Megan Thee Stallion is an interesting artist. I think the majority of people think she's good, appreciate her. Her Fever album, I wasn't a fan of it, despite the fact that, you know, a lot of people liked it or whatever. I wasn't a fan of Fever. I think she's okay. She was okay in her last project. It was very okay. I had a lot of the same complaints with Fever, actually. On features, she does well for the most part. Actually, her feature on the DaBaby album, I actually didn't care for that song, but I think she was the best feature, the best person on that song. I think she performs better on her features than on her actual songs. Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion, I see a lot of potential in her, but you know, like Savage, for example. That's, it's, you know, pick whatever version, the one with or without Beyonce, it's Mid. She had Hot Girl Summer with Nicki Minaj, Cash It, and I never really found any of her shit to be her stuff. God, I'm so disrespectful. Any of her stuff and her music to be outstanding, very standout. But hopefully Girls in the Hood, this 2.5 minute track, does something for me. Yeah, I mean, she looks good on the cover. Anyway, I'm gonna get into Girls in the Hood and I'll be back. All right, so I just got done listening to Megan Thee Stallion, Girls in the Hood. And I don't know how I didn't pick up on this with the title, at least, but it samples Boys in the Hood by Eazy-E. I don't know. That sounds like something I would predict, but I guess not. The beat is basically the beat from Boys in the Hood, and I like that song. I like that song's beat, so I'm gonna like this one. It just has a bit more modern mix, a bit less, you know, vintage sounding, I guess. And Megan Thee Stallion, she's good on this track. You know, very confident, sassy as always. You know, she talks about the subject matter she usually talks about. On the hook, it's kind of like a mix between, I think, that Savage song and that song she had featuring DaBaby. It's like, I'm a hot girl. No, it was a mix between Hot Girl Summer and Savage. That's the two songs. That's kind of, and even Cash It. You know, it's kind of a mix of those three. But generally, I like the song, but just a personal thing with me and Megan Thee Stallion's music, because me and Megan Thee Stallion are not personal, just her music. I will never really get deep into her music, really love it because of the things that she talks about. Like, I can't relate to a nigga eating me out while I'm watching anime with a fox pussy. That's not ever going to be something for me. So in a sense, yeah, I can, like, when it comes to that, when it comes to political beliefs I don't really align with or stuff like that, I try and look at it in the most objective way. I try and look at, well, is the flow good? Is the delivery good? Is the metaphors, the similes, is the wordplay good? I try and look at a bit more objective things. That is still subjective, but something I would look for in every artist, in every song. And then, you know, the uniqueness is the subject matter. or not necessarily, but the uniqueness is the lyrics, the bars, what they're saying. And I just will never be able to resonate with that. And depending on how far they he or she will delve into something like that, or in this case, Megan Thee Stallion, the more intrusive it is, the less I'll actually enjoy it. But nevertheless, this is a good track. I did enjoy it for what it is. So yeah, sounds proper. Anyway, the next track is Lil Mosey, Back at It, featuring Lil Baby. Now, from what I've heard of Lil Mosey, he isn't very talented. He's extremely popular, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's good. He's popular. He was actually on the XXL freshman class, whatever thing. And he was like the worst cyphers, the worst freestyle. He's one of the worst artists that was on in that class. But I'm still going to give him a chance with Back at It. Also, it's featuring Lil Baby, which I don't like. So there's a lot of things that this track has going against it. But I'm going in this not expecting something awful, not expecting something great. As a review, as you know, a critic, I'm going in this as unbiased as possible. All right, Lil Mosey, Back at It. I'll be back at it once I'm done listening. Okay, that's enough of that. Man, Back at It. This definitely did not sound proper. The beat is boring. It's generic. I don't know why anybody doesn't try and innovate within the trap genre. Because if you do at least something somewhat innovative, it'll like probably blow people's minds. That's why Travis Scott is so successful. But people just don't understand. I need to bleach my brain. All right, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to talk about this track, Back at It, featuring Lil Baby. Mosey is monotone. He's boring, and he doesn't do anything to supplement this problem lyrically. He's so non-essential to the hip-hop genre. It's ridiculous. Once I already said the beat sucks. Lil Baby, I don't know why he's featured so often. Like, especially his past few months. He's been featured so often. When he said on Twitter that he needs to stop giving niggas features, I agree with him. Because he needs to stop giving niggas features. Because he's not good on features. Like, he sounded so boring, so uninterested. Especially the way he actually came into his verse. He's like, oh, well, I guess it's another verse I gotta record. Gosh darn it. You know what Lil Baby raps about. So I'm not going to sit to talk about what he raps about here. I don't know. This did not sound proper at all. Wow. Man, that was disappointing. I really don't understand why I dislike that much. Because I should be just used to generic, mediocre trap. But, wow. I guess the rappers really didn't help with that at all. Anyway, Back at It definitely did not sound proper. Next track, The Benz by JPEG Mafia. And I'm hype. I'm bouncing in my chair right now. JPEG Mafia is a rapper he's an experimental hip-hop rapper. He has been dropping a lot of singles lately. I mean a lot. He's been dropping Bodyguard, which I think is my favorite of the bunch. You know, Bald, Cutie Pie, Covered in Money. And now we have The Benz. I don't know if this is all culminating into an album. Maybe it's just some singles. Some of them will end up in the album. I don't really care. I'm fine with him dropping tracks. Like, they haven't been bad. So yeah, JPEG Mafia is not for everybody. That's factual statement. Definitely not for everybody, but I enjoy him. I enjoy his music. I enjoyed Cornballs. Yeah, I'm just going to get into it. I'm hype. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I want to listen to the Benz, bro. Okay. That is the Benz. I just listened to it. JPEG Mafia. It's an interesting track. To begin the track for like the first 45 to 55 seconds, you know, JPEG doesn't speak, you know, the beat is very, you know, it's kind of building to something. It's very off kilter, like a lot of his music. And, you know, once, you know, it stabilizes, once he starts rapping, he's kind of coded in an auto tune for some portions. For some portions, he drops it and just starts spitting. At first, I wasn't really feeling it, but as the track progressed and, you know, some of his funny lines started hitting, and I was really feeling the beat. You know, it was very steady and had some all off-kilter melodies, and, you know, JPEG's delivery was solid. His raps were solid. I think he had a line, it's like, MAGA hat killing niggas in the, no, MAGA raps killing niggas in these MAGA hats. I thought it was funny. He doesn't shy away from talking about his political beliefs. I mean, he has tracks where he dead ass just like, yeah, I want this guy to die. Can't wait. Man. But I actually enjoyed this track. I have to go back to listening to this track because I wasn't enjoying it to begin with, but I really was starting to feel it at the end. Or like from the middle to the end. So the Benz, I recommend it. It sounds proper, but I only recommend it to people who A, have a somewhat of an understanding about experimental or abstract hip hop, B, are willing to get into it, or C, don't care what I have to say and will listen to it anyway, or D, I don't know. I didn't have a D. Anyway, oh jeez, I do have a D. It's in between my pants. Anyway, what? That doesn't. Okay, whatever. Jack Harlow, What's Poppin' Remix. Jack Harlow, I'm aware of his music. I haven't really got into his music. Why? I'm lazy. But he is actually very, very popular. And I'm very, very late. I know. I'm sorry. As I'm looking right now, he has 5 projects that I have to listen to. But What's Poppin' is a track that I have heard. It was on one of his previous albums. And yeah, I've heard clips. I've heard this track. So yeah, I'm going to listen to this now. So yes, Jack Harlow, What's Poppin' Remix. For the most part, I liked it. I don't know. I liked it, but I have mixed feelings to it. You feel me? Let me just talk about it. So the beat is the same. You know, it's the stuttery pianos and the trap drums. It's a good enough beat. Jack Harlow, I like his performance. DaBaby, I think DaBaby, he came in with one of his better verses lately. I feel like the initial appeal, the initial like brand newness of DaBaby is gone. But I still did like his verse. I still did, you know, enjoy his rapping. Everybody's flowing rather quickly. Tory Lanez, he was also rapping his ass off, flowing very well. Lil Wayne had the weakest verse. He had that, Lil Wayne, how he always sounds. Very intoxicated sound. But I just think it's okay. It's pretty good. I have to listen to it again. I have to get into Jack Harlow's music more. That's for sure. But it's an interesting track. It's definitely a banger. It's definitely a banger. But it sounds proper, but I don't have much to say about it. So I will be adding one more track. Finesse the Beat by Blueface. As I was doing some research, I realized that he released a track. And if this goes as I think it'll go, it'll give me an opportunity to rant. So, yes. Finesse the Beat, Blueface. The only reason why I'm including this is because, like, because I know what I'm getting out, getting from when I hear a Blueface track, but it'll give me an opportunity to rant, which is ultimately what I really want, right? So, yeah. Without further ado, Blueface, Find the Beat, on y va. Okay, I'm mad that I put myself through that torment. Okay. I'm trying to control myself. Now I'm ready. Finesse the Beat. Sucks. Ass. It sucks ass. It's fucking garbage. Oh God. Where do I start? Let's start with the beat. Let's start about the beat that he claimed he finessed. So it's just simple kindergarten level piano playing with trap drums that are a bit more interesting than the norm, but it's still mediocre. The beat's mediocre. It's probably less than mediocre, actually. But Blueface is unbearable. He's unbearable. His delivery is so scratchy and just rough, but not in a good way. And like on the verses, the vocal touch-ups that I guess the audio engineer does, it doesn't make it better. It makes it sound like more contrived is the wrong word, but that's the one that's coming to my head right now. Blueface sucks. He's ass. Now, rant part, because I don't want to talk about the song anymore. It did not sound proper at all. Rant portion of this podcast, I guess is a okay way to close it. People nowadays, I guess they will listen to anything because of the just sheer amount of music that's being put out and the sheer amount of people that have access to music. There's going to be a niche for everything. But I just feel like hip-hop, especially because it's the mainstream now, people could just put out shit and it'll get eaten up. Like in the 90s, in the 80s, even in the... I wouldn't say the 2000s. But in like the earlier years, there was like quality control. You can't just be putting out ass. Like if you are a up-and-coming rapper in New York, and you want to make a name for yourself, well, you have to go to clubs, go to parties, you know, and you freestyle on the mic. If you're ass, you're probably never going to have a career. You know, if you kill it, you know, you have to kill it again and again, and you have to prove yourself. That's kind of like the quality control that hip-hop had in the past. But now anybody could put out anything, and people will eat it up and claim, oh, that shit's fire. Oh, that shit's tight. Like, Blueface has 7 million monthly listeners on Spotify, and I know people listen to him unironically. Like, not all those streams are ironic streams. There's no way his song Daddy featuring Rich the Kid has 120 ironic streams. That's just no. No, just no. All right? People will make anything, and they don't care about how good it is, and people will gobble it up and not really care about what they're gobbling up. They just want something to fill in whatever void that is that they're experiencing in life, whether that's the void of silence or to fill up a room. But Jesus Christ, anything but Blueface. Anything. Like, I get it was like a novelty when he first came onto the scene. But after, like, the first month, he shouldn't really have a career in not doing what he's... I'm not saying he can't have a career, but not doing this. Like, he released two albums after he first blew up. Dirtbag, which was a bag of dirt. And Find the Beat, which he obviously couldn't really do. And, like, the thing is, like, Blueface, he tries to rap on beat, but sometimes he struggles to even do that. He struggles to do the bare minimum. The bare minimum, he struggles. Oh, my God. That's my rant. If you don't like rants, I don't know. Fantano doesn't rant. Sean C. rants. He does rant. Anyway, yeah, that has been Single Sunday coming out on a very early Monday. That's tragic. Anyway, thank you for listening. You know, I will be having reviews for albums coming in the pipeline shortly. Hopefully I can get my problem done. I will be listening, reviewing some, not old albums, but albums that came out like a year ago, a few months ago, some newer projects, some old projects. But yeah, that has been Single Sunday. This has been the Sounds Proper Podcast. And I can't wait for you to tune in to next time, because next time is coming. And there's no reason not to, right? Bye.